Good morning, young ones. How are you guys doing? Good?
No pressure.
Thank you. If Maddie was here, there would be a lot of pressure. All right, now there's some pressure, right? No. All right, so you guys know what we've been talking about the past few Sundays? No? Some of you guys have been not able to make it. So what we've been talking about are the plagues for Egypt. Okay? We're on the 9th plague. You guys remember what the last one was for last week? The locusts, right? And what did they eat up? All of their, all the crops and food. So what must confession of sin be joined with during, for this? These are the two topics. So the first one was a plague, and the second one is what must confession of sin be joined with? It's the big R word. Repentance. Correct. All right. You know what that means, anybody? Yes. Correct. To repent means to turn from sin by God's help. So those are the refreshers for last week. We're going to go ahead and jump into our topic, the 9th plague, and that will lead us to Exodus chapter 10, verses 21 through 29. All right, you guys ready? Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even a darkness which may be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was thick darkness in the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the sons of Israel had light in their places of habitation. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, "Go, serve Yahweh. Only let your flocks and your heads be detained. Even your little ones may go with you." But Moses said, "You must also let us have in our hand sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice them to Yahweh our God. Therefore, our livestock too shall go with us. Not a hoof shall remain behind, for we shall take some of them to serve Yahweh our God. And until we come there, we ourselves do not know with what we shall serve Yahweh." But Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart with strength, and he was not willing to let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, "Get away from me. Beware, do not see my face again, for in the same day you see my face, you shall die." And Moses said, "As you have spoken, I shall never see your face again." So what was the 9th plague that we read in this on these verses? It was as darker than night, right? It was... They said that you could feel it. And how many days did it last? Three. So did Israel suffer the same plague of darkness? No. They enjoyed the light because of God's favor on them. So what did Pharaoh threaten to do to Moses if Moses came before him again? Kill him. He was so angry, he threatened to take Moses. Kill him. If he returned again. And what didn't he do? The big R word. That's right. So here's the main idea. The Lord sent darkness on Egypt, but Israel still enjoyed light by God's grace. So it may seem strange to us, but the ancient Egyptians worshipped the sun. They knew that light on earth came from the sun. They also saw the sun as a source of life. The Egyptians believed that the sun god was the mightiest of the gods that they had. They had a lot. But they thought the sun was the greatest of them. So as far as the Egyptians were concerned, the sun was on their side, not on the side of the Israelites. So when God blotted out the light of the sun over Egypt, the Egyptians panicked. The God of the Israelites was mightier than one of their mightiest gods. So if the Egyptians weren't afraid of the dark before this time, they certainly are now with the plague that the Lord sent, and 3 whole days of pitch black darkness covered their land. Their idols were powerless to save them from God's anger. If they did not repent and turn to the true God, their temporary darkness would turn into eternal spiritual darkness. The plague was a warning of what would happen if they refused to repent, but it was also meant to awaken them to see what their sin had caused so that they could turn to God in faith. As terrible as this plague was, God was still merciful. The Bible uses darkness as a picture of evil. Evil brings only hopelessness. Doing evil cuts off people from the light of God's presence, which is the source of all blessing, light, life, joy, and every good thing that we enjoy. Eternal judgment is described as the outer darkness and the blackness of darkness forever. So, but we don't need to fear if we trust in the Lord. The Lord Jesus is the light of the world. You guys are good? Yeah. So I know it's a lot, but the main point is what did the darkness represent in these verses that we talked about? The sin and evil, right? For them, it was something presently physical, but we see it as a basic principle in the testaments, right? In the old and the new. So what do we have to do if we do not want to have eternal darkness? Repent. No, that's good. What do you guys think? Any questions? No? Alrighty then. We'll go ahead and close out in prayer. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to read these plagues, Lord, as we go through it with these young ones, Lord. I pray that we see the mercy of your hand through them, and that you've given the Egyptians many opportunities to repent, Lord, and they still did not want to follow you. I pray that as those in our current lives we know are in this darkness currently, we pray that we are able to show them the light of your true word, Lord, and we pray that we can be your light that you use us, Lord. And let's go, Lord, as we enter into this church service, we pray for the message, and we pray for the songs that are being praised, Lord. Pray that it's edifying for you. In your name I pray, amen.